Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And before we get into Mark chapter 4 today, I just felt burdened to share with you that if you're discouraged about, particularly about a family member, things are not going the way you want them to, maybe there's discord, strife, or arguments, or yelling, or things that you regret, or things that they may regret, and you feel hopeless about that relationship, be assured that God sees you. He is always in the way of answering prayer. You may not see it right now. Persevere, be patient, trust Him. He loves that person more than you do, and He sees their heart laid bare. So rest in that. Trust that God is going to take you through this trial with this family member. It will be okay. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with them, but you are not responsible for the outcome. You cannot force someone to reconcile with you. So wait and be patient. Your job is to be trustworthy to the Lord, and that is it. You cannot force someone else to be that way. All right. In light of that, we're going to read a new parable today. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29, and it says this in the New Living Translation. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of wheat are formed. And finally, the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I prayed recently about mystery, and this is a mystery. And as a gardener, I really do understand that I cannot figure this out. I mean, I know science has got it, and botany has, you know, talked about the chlorophyll and the sunshine and the soil and the moisture and all of that, but it still is a beautiful mystery to put a seed in the ground and to patiently wait for it to grow. So thank you for showing us that your kingdom is like a growing seed. And we know that unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, unless it does that, it can't yield its fruit. And so, Lord, that's also a really beautiful metaphor for us today. Those of us who are discouraged, who feel like our dreams are dashed and that there are dead things in our lives, that's actually a good place, because that's where resurrection can happen. When all hope is lost, when all stress is all-encompassing, that's when the resurrection happens. And a seed, for a long time as it sits in that ground, doesn't look like much. And then suddenly it breaks. It cracks itself open. And from that opening or that breaking, the little tiny shoot shoots its way heavenward, and then breaks through the soil, and then creates a stem, then a leaf, then a grain, then something that provides food for people. And that very piece of grain then reseeds itself and grows more, and that's where the exponential growth comes in. And so, Lord, in light of that, we want to be that kind of seed. We want to be good seed. We want to be in good soil, as we've been praying about the past couple days. That yields an amazing crop. So Lord, help us not to grow weary or lose heart when we're sitting inside of the dark earth. For those who are depressed, and for those who are riddled with anxiety, and those who are battling a chronic illness, those who are battling a fatal illness, they may feel that they've been buried, but they have not been buried. They are just waiting to grow. And Lord, we thank you that ultimately all this pain on earth matters. And we will be resurrected, and all the pain will eventually go away on the other side. Help us to live in light of that eternal perspective instead of the here and now. Give us patient endurance so that we can endure the trials that we're walking through, the darkness that we're facing, the breaking that we're going through, the death of dreams that we're having. We can only do that through your Spirit within us. Hearken us to remember the power of the Spirit within us, the beauty of the Spirit within us, the comfort of the Spirit within us. We need to know that you are with us. Lord, we want to produce a great crop, and we know that we can't do that on our own. We need you. And so we surrender our will to you again today, and we ask that your strength would be made perfect in our weakness. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the show and you've enjoyed listening to this and you've got something out of it, you'd like to help with production costs, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. The first level is the yay, I love you forever. The $1 level, I'll hug you from afar, a cyber hug. $5 will get you a original art piece by me every month. $10, you'll get your name on a wall, and $20, you get a secret podcast. So if you'd like to help, that would be awesome. No worries if not. I know we all have financial obligations, but for those who have supported, I just want to thank you very, very much. And the rest of you, have an amazing day.